Now, this Thursday in home Firth, there's going to be quite an interesting gig, I think, at the Picture Dome because the Red Hot Chili Pipers are going to be performing there, and we're actually joined by Kevin McDonald from the band. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, very good. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Now,
packing the bags today, ready to head off on the tour, which starts tomorrow down in Gateshead, and then we head over to home Firth to you guys on Thursday.
Now, when it comes to touring, you guys, I've never seen you live, but I'm aware of things I've seen on YouTube and things. There's a lot of stuff to pack, I'm guessing.
I mean, most of the stuff in terms of PA equipment is already in-house, but in terms of, it's not just like going on holiday for anything. We have to carry kilts, shirts, socks, sporrans, so in multiple pairs. I mean, the only good side is that this is only a short tour for us. So five days, so we get to go packing up for the week and then come home. But we just finished up on Friday last week, tour of Germany, and that was 3.5 weeks. So it's not always as easy to get your washing done. So it's normally a sink job when you're on tour. So it's nice to get home and get some washing done the weekend there, and then back out, as I say, tomorrow morning.
Now, Kevin, for people who are going to come and see you in home Firth, or those who are still going to try and get tickets, what kind of show is it that you guys do?
Well, we basically take old rock classics and put them onto bagpipes, add a bit of vocals in here and there, and have a high-energy show that, you know, will put a smile on most people's faces. So as winter's setting in and people are still recovering from various election results, good and bad, and everybody's saying bad things about the economy and stuff like that, then if you need a night to cheer yourself up and put a smile on your face, then get your bum off the sofa and then into the Home Firth Picture Dome, because you're like, I'll guarantee you now you'll have a great night's entertainment.
What we'll do is we'll share some of the YouTube clips of you guys on the Radio Yorkshire account, radio_Yorkshire, and the excitement levels are high. There's lots of you on the stage. How do you find... And please don't take offence to this question, because I'm of Scottish heritage, so I adore bagpipes. They get me right there. They're not necessarily a universally loved instrument. Do you sometimes find that people maybe come up to you after gigs and say, do you know, when I came with a friend, but now I've been converted, the bagpipe is king?
I think I would never go as far as the bagpipe is king. I think the reality is that some people come maybe because they've mistaken it for another band from California and think you can get a very cheap ticket for them, and they come along. But what tends to happen is after the show, people come along and go, well, maybe bagpipes wasn't my most favoured instrument, but you've changed my opinion on it, and I thoroughly enjoyed the evening. Wouldn't necessarily say that they would be rushing out to see the next bagpipe concert of the Dragoon Guards and stuff like that on the back of it, but certainly... We've awoken their or allayed their fears of how bad the bagpipes can be. I think there is only three of us on stage, and in terms of bagpipes and seven other instruments, so there's a lot going on there. It's not solely around the bagpipes, although the structure of the show is built around the bagpipes. There is so much more going on that, you know, if you're a rock guitar lover, then you can come and listen to, you know, one of the best. A lot of the musicians in our band are from the Royal Academy of Music and Drama in Scotland here, so they're high quality musicians, and hopefully people come along and can understand that, you know, it's a show, but it's also great musicianship.
What about the songs that you guys enjoy performing the most?
I love performing Snow Patrol songs that we do. So there's Chasing Cars we do, also we do an amazing version of Coldplay's Fix You. So they're slightly slower versions, but, you know, for me, they're really anthemic. And I know that the ones that always get the crowds up and running is Thunderstruck by AC/DC and Smoke and Water by Deep Purple. And then we've got our usual finale, which is We Will Rock You and Eye of the Tiger, so covers of Queen's and Survivor songs, respectively.
Now, Kevin, when you're touring, do you get much opportunity to go and see the area that you're in, or are you very much, you get in immediately, you're on the setup, and then once you've finished, you move on to the next venue?
A lot of the times it depends on how far we've got to travel. On this tour of England, we should actually get a bit more time to travel. So what we tend to do, a normal day for us would be get up, have breakfast, and as soon as breakfast is finished in the hotels at 10 o'clock, we'll travel. And we're very fortunate this time that obviously we have tour starts in Gateshead, heads down to Holmfirth, and then heads down slightly further to Corby, and then we start kind of cutting across and coming back up. So roughly most days there's going to be an hour and a half to 2 hours travel, which means that we get into town about 12 o'clock, and as I'm getting older, you don't stay as fit, so I tend to get the running shoes on and go for a run round the towns that I'm in so I can see it. And I wouldn't necessarily say high-speed performance, but at least I can see some more of it than if I just walked around.
Kevin, do you remember, when you were growing up, do you remember the sitcom Last of the Summer Wine?
Yes, I do.
Are you aware that Home Firth is where lots of the outside scenes were filmed?
Absolutely, because this will be our third time playing in Home Firth, so... one of the guys in the band's got a nickname Compo. So,
what about the local places? Have you been to like Sid's Cafe or anything?
We've never tried that, but I'm sure now that you've mentioned it, I'll get around to it. The last time we were there was some kind of food festival on, so it was a very very vibrant busy place, which was great to see all the people out on. I think it was a Saturday we played the last time we were there, so. You know, it's got a lovely home feel. It's almost like I would hate to say a Scottish feel about it, but it's got a very village kind of town feel about it, and it's great to get in and around.
Yeah, they do like their festivals in Home Firth. I've got to say that I've experienced quite a few myself. I can recommend Longleys as well if you fancy something ice creamy. If it's not going to be that cold, I definitely recommend there. But good luck with the tour. Look forward to you guys being in Home Firth on Thursday. Thank you very much for joining us, Kevin McDonald from the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
No problem. I look forward to seeing some people there on Thursday night.